thank you so much for joining The Informer today. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson, here with my co-host, Ms. Darlene Witherspoon, owner of the very popular blog, Success Tips with Darlene. We're glad you're here, and hope you'll find our presentation of relaxing music and business topics informative. You know, internet radio ads offer a fast track to success with your web business. And advertising on the Informer Business Topic Radio Show could be the engine to get started. The internet radio audience is growing thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior to streaming stations and easy access with many devices. Internet radio users are embracing internet radio on a growing number of devices, from PCs, smartphones, tablets, automobiles, and even Wi-Fi connected home appliances. You can join this traffic magnet at the website. We'll create an ad for you and place it in our business topic show, The Informer. Don't hesitate. Internet radio can move your business forward fast.
Now, when would be a good time to start on a good idea? That's simple, isn't it? Right now. Today. That's the time you want to start on your good idea. And you're going, but Larry, I got a lot of things planned today. You don't understand. You see, I got to stop by the cleaners, and then I got to go by the grocery store on the way home to get some bread and some milk. And then when I get home, oh man, Larry, I'm really tired. I got to kick back for a little while, watch a little television. Then I got to fix dinner, and I got to sit down with the family, spend a little family time. Yeah, I don't care. You got a big list of excuses of all the stuff you got to do. Here's what you got to do. Today, you've got to get started on becoming a better version of who you really are. Today, not tomorrow. That's really the key idea. There's this great quote by General Patton who said, "A good idea implemented today is better than a perfect idea implemented tomorrow." I like that. I really like that idea, and that's what I've always built my business on. That's what I've changed my life based on that one quote. Just do it today. Always today. I don't have time. You see, if you're one of those people who says, oh, I got plenty of time. No, you don't. There's no time. There's absolutely no time. Let me ask you a couple of questions. If you want to increase your sales, when would be a great time to start calling more customers? How about next month? No, that won't work. You need to start doing it today. That's when you ought to start calling more customers. If you've got an employee that's done a great job, when would be a great time to go over and say thank you and point out what a great job they've just done? Not tomorrow. You'd want to do that today, wouldn't you? If you have an employee that's absolutely incompetent and they're ruining your business and they're insulting your customers and they're causing chaos throughout your business, when do you want to get rid of that employee? Well, not tomorrow. You want to do it today. When should you start doing anything that's really worth doing? You need to do it today. Not tomorrow. Never tomorrow. Always today. Remember this, TNT. TNT, today, not tomorrow. There's no time. Do it today. And here's why. You might be saying, it's going to take more time for me to get ready. No, it isn't. You need to work fast. Speed is what's going to keep you on track. You need to work as fast as you possibly can. Let me tell you why speed is important. When you work out of a sense of urgency, you will work from your gut. Your gut will do the right thing before you can outthink yourself. You see, if you sit back and say, well, we need to plan this and we need to think, and I'm not saying go off half-cocked and just get started on something. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But the more you plan and the more you think about it and the more you strategize, the more you do all of those things, you're going to start to take shortcuts. You're going to start to say, well, we could save a little over here. We could do this over there. Don't do that. Instead, just get started. By the time you have strategized about it, chances are you could have probably already finished. So I'm saying work fast, do it now, create a sense of urgency. Remember, there's no time. You have to get it done. And you know, when you expect to get the work done quickly, the work will get done quickly. That's what I've discovered is amazing. Work takes as much time as you allow for it. If you don't allow much time to get the work done, it won't take much time to get the work done. So get started and get started right now. You can improve your life today. When would be a good time to do it? Today, not tomorrow.
You know, sometimes as we travel the highways of life, we look for and we need inspiration, life card, an inspirational moment. Visit Life Card for your daily inspiration at lifecard.life. That's lifecard.life. www.lifecard.life. And give yourself a lift.
Your willpower muscles. If you do some searching around the internet, you will see a number of interesting studies that have been conducted on the habit of willpower as being an important predictor of success in life. In general, people who exercise more self-control in all different types of situations are more likely to produce better results in life, health, family, business, and so on. Many of the studies actually show that a person's willpower acts like a muscle that can be developed and strengthened with practice. Here are some suggested activities you can try to strengthen your own willpower or self-control muscles. 1. Try brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. It might start off feeling very awkward, but as you work on the habit, you improve your ability while increasing your self-control. 2. Change your reactions. For example, if you have the habit of reacting with anger when something doesn't go your way, choose to practice changing your reaction to something more positive. Each experience creates the new habit and reinforces your willpower muscles. 3. Read or listen to books about personal development daily, ideally at the same time each day. The more you analyze your habits and behaviors, the more you will see opportunities for your change and improvement. 4. Replace every drink with water. This is a great habit for anyone who wants to improve their health. If you normally have a pop, coffee, or juice, make the conscious decision to replace it with water. Each choice strengthens your self-control muscles and contributes to better health. 5. Practice proper breathing. As often as possible throughout the day, focus on deep breathing into your diaphragm rather than short breaths that often come as a result of stress. 6. Adjust your posture. By repeatedly correcting your posture, you not only improve the health of your body, and particularly your spine, you also create an opportunity to form a new habit that comes from the development of your willpower. These are just a few examples that you can use and adapt into your own self-control regimen. The key is to find activities that are important to you and will move you towards some specific goal that you have in your life. Another important aspect to keep in mind is the enjoyment factor. If you are working on your willpower strength, but the entire time you feel like it's punishment or painful, the chance of you maintaining your new habit is slim. So take some time today to think of some new activities you can build into your life that help you build your willpower and self-control. Remember to have fun with it. See it as a tool to help you become more successful. And don't forget to forgive yourself if you happen to sway off track once in a while.
Amazing advertising tips. Number 1. Tell your audience what kind of support they'll get after they buy. It could be free consulting, tech support, free servicing, or some other service that you offer. This may also answer some of their buying questions ahead of time. People don't want to buy products without knowing that you're going to be there to help them if they have problems. Number 2. Ask people at the end of your copy why they decided not to buy. This will give you some new ideas on how to produce your ad copy that's more profitable. Have a web form or an email link in place so that they can answer you. You may find out that they don't like your guarantees or your graphics, or it could be anything. Number 3. Think of ways to get your site or business in the news. You could sponsor a fundraiser, break a world record, hold a major event, or stage some other type of event. Simply write a press release about what you've accomplished and send it to the media outlets that cater to your target audience. Number 4, hold a contest on your website. Give other websites the option to offering it to their visitors. This will multiply your advertising all over the internet. It would become a viral contest. Of course, the contest must either be ongoing or held regularly so you could allow other online publishers to offer it to their visitors or subscribers. Number 5, tell your potential customers that your ordering system is highly secure. Also reassure them that you take every effort to protect them. People want to feel safe when they're online. They want to know that you care about their well-being. Tell them all about what you currently do for them to make them feel safe and more secure. Number 6, carry business cards with you wherever you go. Have your website address printed on them, and you can hand them out to everyone you meet. Just think of all the people you meet on a regular basis. Grocery store clerks, post office workers, bag boys, family members, friends, saleswomen, salesmen, etc., etc., etc. Number 7, contact national radio stations and ask them if they're looking for guest speakers. Tell them your area of expertise. Maybe they'll book you for a show. Of course, you'd want to contact targeted stations and shows, which you would want to do more of in your area of expertise. Number 9, join clubs related to your area of business. You could trade leads with other businesses, learn new ways to run your business, and sell your products. You could also create your own online business club. You could provide private chat rooms, message boards, articles, or other areas of expertise. Number 9, think of a domain name for your website that's easy to remember. It should be related to what your business does, sells, or provides. If there aren't any business names available, use your actual birth name. You could at least brand yourself. You own your name, and you can give it credibility. Number 10, position your website at the top of pay-per-click search engines. You'll only pay your set amount for each click-through you get to your website. Just make sure your profits will pay for your advertising cost. If they don't, maybe you could do a shared website with another related business or split the costs. Number 11, allow your visitors or customers to increase your traffic or sales. Ask them how they can improve your web business, website, or product. You can ask them at your website, in your e-zine, on your message board, or in your chat room or guest book. You could also ask them in your product packages. Number 12, team up with other e-zines that have the same target audience. Combine subscriber bases and then publish one e-zine together to increase the subscribers. You could all include your ads and announcements in the e-zine. You could also take turns for the top advertising space. Number 13, swap endorsement advertisements with other websites. Endorsement ads usually pull more sales and traffic than a regular advertisement. People have taught themselves to ignore advertisements because they see hundreds and thousands of them every single day. Endorsements usually don't look or sound like normal ads. Number 14. Outsource part of your workload to save you time and money. You can spend more time and money on promoting your business. You'll save money on employee costs, space costs, and training costs. Keep the work you enjoy doing, and you keep motivated and ship out the work that you don't like doing. Number 15, include a signature file on all your emails that you send. Provide your business name, phone number, email, and website addresses as well. Also include a brief blurb about your business or the product that you're selling. For example, you could say, how to wash your car in 2 minutes or less. Number 16, use pictures or graphics on your website that support the product you're selling. They can give your visitors a clearer vision of your product, the benefits of the product, people's emotion, and why they should own the product right now. You could also use before and after pictures. Number 17, create a friendly long-term relationship with all your customers. Practice good customer service and follow up with them on a regular basis. You could follow up with gifts, greeting cards, free things, coupons, special offers, reminders, your e-zine, helpful advice, or any other incentive that you can find. Number 18, create strategic alliances with other websites. You could exchange banner ads, sell each other's products as back-end products, cross-promote, or any other type of promotion. You could also create a website together and promote it on your separate websites. You could both split the costs and the profits. Increase the perceived value of your product to skyrocket your sales. Add on free bonuses, after-sales services, or an affiliate program. Other factors that would help are your own domain name, a professional web design, a good-looking product graphic, and persuasive ad copy. Number 20, give customers a discount on their total order to increase the sales. You could give them a discount for ordering over a set dollar or product amount. For example, you could say, buy over $39 worth of products and get a 20% discount on your order, or get a 15% discount if you order three or more products. Number 21, allow your visitors to reprint the content of your website. Just ask them to include your resource box and a link to your site in exchange. This will turn your content into a traffic machine, and the external links will help increase your ranking on some of the search engines. Number 22, provide a free contest or sweepstakes at your website. It's a fact that people love to win things. If you can fulfill that need, people will visit. You can also attract them to revisit by holding one every week or month. You could also start an opt-in list for people who enter your contest or sweepstakes so you can follow up with them regularly. Number 23, save time and money by using ad submitters. You'll reach a larger part of your target audience far more quickly than by manually submitting your ad. You should manually submit your ad to the most popular websites so you get a better chance of being listed or placed in a good position. Number 24, create a good first impression. You'll not be able to sell very many products if your visitors think your website looks unprofessional. Use crisp graphics, attractive color combinations, a readable text size, even spacing, even margins, bold headlines, and indent benefits. Number 25, stop procrastinating and start finishing all your business tasks. Do one at a time. Don't get caught up thinking that you can never get them all done. Make a list. Do the easiest or most crucial at the first, and then move down your list. Cross off each task as you complete it. Number 26. Develop a relationship with all your visitors and customers. Tell them how much you appreciate them visiting your website or buying your product. Invite them to online and offline events like free chat room classes, parties, dinner gatherings, or business events. Number 27. Hire a business coach to help improve you and your business. That could help increase your sales, motivate you, and balance your workload. It would be like renting an extra brain. You'd have double the thinking power. Number 28, stay away from being too comfortable with your income or your lifestyle. You should always be making new goals for yourself and developing new sales ideas. The world keeps changing, and if you pause too long, you might miss out. You only live once. Number 29, make sure you don't become a workaholic. Your mind needs time away from your business life. This will help your brain think clearly while you're working. The best time to get profitable ideas is when you're not thinking about them. They just pop into your head. Number 30. Create and follow short and long-term goals for your business. The short-term goals can create early success, and the long-term goals will create future success. Design each goal so that they all add up to your ultimate goal. Don't make your goals too unrealistic, otherwise depression and frustration could move you further away from them.
Hi, thanks for joining the show again. This is your host, J.L. Thompson. You can join the banner board at the website worldmarketingassociation.biz. That's www.worldmarketingassociation.biz. And thank you again for joining us here on The Informer, sponsored by the World Marketing Association, where we present business topics in a relaxing mode.
Extreme persuasion strategies. Number one, include the reprint or reproduction rights with your product. This increases the perceived value because people can start a business and make money. You can also include some of your advertisements in or on the product. The more it gets resold, the more your ad is going to be seen. Number two, get the word out about your product and brand it. This increases the perceived value because people believe brand name products are better quality. If you want to quickly brand your product, team up with an already branded business and use their name. You could just give them a percentage of your profits. Number three, participate in chat rooms related to the product you're reselling. Start a conversation with a person without trying to sell him or her. Later on, while you're chatting, mention the product you're reselling. You could end up selling your product, creating a friendship, or finding a joint venture partner. Number four, create a free ebook with the advertisement and link to your affiliate website. The subject of the free ebook should draw your target audience to download it. Also, submit it to some free ebook directories. The more exposure your free ebook gets, the more your ad will be seen. Number five, start your own affiliate program directory. Join a large number of affiliate programs and list them all in a directory format on your website. Then, just advertise your free affiliate program directory. You'll earn commissions and gain sub-affiliates. Plus, you can start an affiliate-related e-zine as well. Number six, write your own affiliate program ads. If all the other affiliates use the same ads that you do, it won't give you an edge over your competition. Use a different ad to give yourself an unfair advantage over all the other competitors. If you have sub-affiliates, tell them to do the same. Number seven, use a personal endorsement ad. Only use one if you've actually bought the product or the service for the affiliate program. Tell people what kind of benefits and results you've received using the product. You need to purchase the product or service in order to write an honest endorsement. Number eight, advertise the product you're reselling in your signature file. Use an attention-getting headline and a good reason for them to visit your affiliate site. Make sure your signature file doesn't go over 5 lines. Also include your name, occupation, business name, and email address. Number nine, join a web ring. It should attract the same type of people who would be interested in buying the products that you're reselling. You could also trade links on your own and on the other related websites. Also, you could create an e-zine ring with other e-zine sites. Number 10, participate on web discussion boards. Post your comments, answer other people's questions, and ask your own questions. Include your affiliate text link under each message that you post. If they read your message and they like it, they may click to see what else you have to offer them. Number 11, create a free e-zine. Use your e-zine to advertise the affiliate programs you've joined. Submit your e-zine to online e-zine directories and promote it on your website. Trade e-zine ads with other publishers and announce your e-zine to e-zine announcement lists. Number 12, start a private website. Use it as a free bonus if people buy the product you resell. You could also allow people to join for free and you could advertise the affiliate program that you've joined. You could also charge a subscription fee for an upgraded version of it. Number 13, provide your website visitors with content they can't read anywhere else. People will stay longer at your website to read the original content. You could also allow them to read through your e-zine and archive the back issues on your website. Or you could charge access to the back issues because it would be original content. Number 14, remind your website visitors they can print out your content. They may browse around your online store while it's printing. They may read it at home, work, outside, etc. Other people might see what they're reading and want to visit your website or subscribe to your e-zine as well. Number 15. Offer your website visitors a freebie if they take the time to fill out your online survey. They'll be at your site longer and might buy something afterwards. Your survey could ask them what kind of products they want, what they think of your customer service, and how they like your website. Number 16. Offer your visitors free software that they can download right from your website. While they're waiting, they might read your ad. Also, if possible, include your ad in the software so after they open it, they'll see your ad again. This will help increase your sales. Number 17. Provide a huge online directory of information that your visitors could search through. The directory must contain information your visitors would want. It also could be news stories, how-to articles, interviews, case studies, profiles, survey results, online audio, online video, ebooks, reports, etc. Number 18. Make sure all your web pages load fast or your visitors will get bored and leave. Time is precious. They won't waste it waiting for your site to load. Do not use too many graphics and high-tech gizmos. They may have a hard time finding your product or your ad. Number 19. Tell your visitors what's offered at your website at the very beginning. If people are confused about what's being offered, they may leave too early. You could tell them the benefits they get and the things that they can do at your website, like subscribe to your e-zine, read free articles, download free ebooks, learn to increase their sales, etc. Number 20. Make your website look professional. People will get turned off and leave if they see a lot of spelling and grammatical mistakes. You don't want any broken graphics or links either. Make sure your background colors don't make your text hard to read. Number 21. You could hold a holiday sale for your potential customers. For example, you could tell them everything on your site is discounted by up to 50% on Thanksgiving Day. Another example is the 4th of July sale. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one half off. Using holiday sales gives you a specific and credible reason for offering prices on a special discount. Number 22. Use headlines and subheadlines all over your website that will grab your visitors' attention. They will attract them to explore your website longer. They could be for your free e-zine, product, free content, message board, chat room, etc. Number 23. Place colorful graphics, pie charts, and other charts in your ad copy. Use charts as they will grab a person's eye because they're usually quite colorful. They will also support your product and service claims and allow your target audience to understand them easier. Number 24. Highlight buying incentives like free bonuses, money-back guarantees, testimonials, special offers, discount sales, etc. You could place them in boxes in front of different colored backgrounds, assemble symbols or graphics around them, etc. Number 25. Use short sentences or sentence fragments in the body of your ad copy. A short burst of words can catch a skimmer's eye with one quick glance. If people have to read long sentences or paragraphs in order to understand your message, the skimmers may not order from you. Number 26. Highlight all the important keywords and phrases in your ad copy. You could use bolding, underline, different colors, graphic text, italics, symbols, indents, and extra spaces to highlight the important words or phrases. Number 27. Place attention-grabbing pictures above and within your ad copy. A powerful technique is to use before and after pictures of people using your product. They'll give your target audience a clearer vision of what you're offering. That will help them imagine themselves getting the benefits of your product. Number 28. Use a headline that catches the attention of your target audience. You could use many different types of headlines: free offers, guarantees, testimonials, news stories, questions, benefits, warnings, statistics, or features. Number 29. Make your ad's keywords and phrases stand out by enlarging the text. This technique works wonders with headlines and subheadlines. People see them first because it's easier for their eyes to focus on. You could also use different fonts in your headlines than the rest of your ad copy. Number 30. Make your product's list of benefits and features stand out by using a symbol in front of each of them. The symbol could be a dash, solid circle, star, etc. Also, indenting them will help make them stand out. Each benefit should be written like a headline to get the reader's attention and tell them what's in it for them.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found it informative. Join the Informer daily at 8 p.m. Pacific Time and visit the website www.informerradio.com. That's informerradio.com, where you can relax and be informed. Thanks again, and please join us tomorrow.